get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Hallelujah. We are treating the main topic called unrest. There's a story I had. I don't know how far it's true, but this brother was praying to be husband to a lady. And the lady did not love him. The lady don't want him. But the brother wanted the lady by all means. God so much helped him. He came across a prophet. And the prophet said, this lady will live, but not long. He said, she's in choir. She's a very good girl. I love her. I want her to be my wife. He said, God said, it's my wife. Say, hey, this lady will not live long, but if you marry her, she will live longer. So the brother was so happy. But the lady did not agree. The lady married somebody else. Colorful wedding. Has a child. Giving birth to her second child, she died with the pregnancy in the hospital. The brother was number one to reach the hospital. You know when somebody has given birth to a second child and he's still waiting that this lady will be my own. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And the lady died. The prophet now called for the brother. He said, do you know why I told you that if you marry this lady, she will live longer? He said, as you are, if God keep you, you will live up to 110 years. He said, but your age will be slashed into two. Half will be given to that woman. So, both of you will die not too far from each other. Praise the Lord. You know, some prophets and prophetesses are terrible. Be careful. That is what they call permissive will of God. It is not the will of God for you to go into that. But you say, God, do it. When God permits it, there is something to lose. Amen. The story of Hezekiah also shows it. God said, you surely die. I said, no, I don't want to die. God said, no problem. He came back to life, but you know how many things he lost. When you enforce his permissive will, there's always something to lose. Watch out. There's always something to lose. I pray that you will not lose out in the name of Jesus Christ. Some ministers have copied wrong things from other ministries, which God did not send them. So if God calls you, you stay on with him. Stay on with him. Now, because a particular church is turning water to fire, and say this is fire of miracle, you started that also. See, that is what is selling now. In Cotton Jenny. There was a time in this country that almost every crusade they are using anointing oil. There was a time they are doing Holy Communion in crusade to heal the sick. Amen. In an open air crusade, though, you are just copying. Many people don't even know this work called the work of God. They just think it's all about praying for people and they are getting healed. And no, it's beyond that. It's beyond that. Let me advise, if you want to christen your child, call a real man of God. Not all these cake guides, brothers. Please, call what? A real man of God. There are some people, if you want to do burial, as in you have an aged person that went home, call a real man of God for the burial. Otherwise, family will not rest too. This one that you went to call to come and do burial prayer and everything, they don't carry the grace to silence the dead spirit to where he is. I think you know better. You know better. There are some real men of God, when they say the name of this child will not answer in prison, and that's it, on the naming ceremony day. Say the name of this this child will not be buried by the mother. Are you getting me? And that is it. But all this, our brother, that they don't have anything, that they just turn themselves to pastor. Are you getting me? There's no authority in them. Somebody hearing me? There's no authority. There are some people after burial, family will scatter. There's no authority. But when that pastor stood at that graveyard and said the vacuum this man left behind, I declared free, filled in the name of Jesus. And then you just see another person take that position. And the family will still be together. But if you go and call this one that they are roadside mechanic pastor, there is no authority in them. Though you have been seeing them doing all these miracles, they don't have the authority. It's well with us. It's like today is a day of leaking secrets. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's well. That's the way God wants it today. Sir, if God calls you, stay on with him. Many gospel ministers have become liars by exaggeration, prophesying into people's treasure, saying those things that never exist. Missing God's word with lies doesn't work. The reason people are careful of you and leaving you gradually is because you have turned back from the one that calls you. If you turn back from the one that calls you, the people God has called, are you getting me? To come to you, we also turn back. God call you and call people to you. I know some of you, if I started wearing suits suddenly, and I started tucking my shirt, and I'm looking very, you will run away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, no, this is not Ironimite we knew. Amen. It's not this corporate. Hallelujah. It's not this corporate. It's not him. We are having a training somewhere, and I borrowed a suit. I get him a weight, socks, fine shoe, the shoe. Hey, when I go to class, first day of the class, when I go to class, I talk him. When I got to class, I could not teach. I was feeling heat. Praise the Lord. Heat everywhere. God, what's up? So I excused myself from the, after first session, I excused myself. I went to loose myself from bondage. Amen. And I gave one of the crew member all the clothes. Second session, first day, bow, explosion. Amen. We end that training counting over 300 students. Amen. Be yourself in the real way God has made you. Don't try to copy. Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shield himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. This scripture struck me. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have words. You see, if you stand right with God, God will be doing some certain thing on your behalf. On your behalf. One day we left the house and I went to class. That was during Asia City Highway. I was the only one at home. So I left the house. Out of rushing, I left the entrance door to the door open. I left the main entrance open from morning to around 8 p.m. in the night. And you know the kind of place we are living. So my tailor brought my clothes and got to the apartment and saw everywhere open and was shouting my name. I did not meet anyone. So he dropped the clothes and left. I came back. Nothing was missing. If you are serving the law in a true way, the hand of God on you will be on your children, on everything you have. Let me read that scripture again. He said, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Anywhere, anything that belongs to you is, the eye of God is seeing it, or seeing them. To show himself strong in the behalf of them who satisfy. God is showing himself strong in your behalf. Why is that? Your heart is perfect towards God. So it makes your wife, your children, untouchable by evil forces because you possess a perfect heart. On your behalf, God is acting. When you are not there, God is acting. God is acting, protecting, providing. If a man of God is called home, if he's called home, that what you have done is enough, come to me. His ministry will be preserved. Amen. If he had walked with God with a perfect heart. Amen. Remaining with God, sustaining your rest. How do we do that in conclusion? Remaining with God, sustaining your rest. If God be for you, who can be against you? You can start practicing the following, and your fellowship with God will remain intact. Your rest will never be lost.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
It's clear to us now that deceit and lies give birth to unrest. To be free from deceit, Bible says in Psalm 101 verse 7, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Are you a child of God? Are you a Christian? You look around. No, I'm not. Because of the environment you are. Are you born again? Born what? Are you getting me? The moment you say born what? What do you mean? You're a liar. Because you feel unsafe where you are. The moment you lie, unrest sets in. You know, there are some things you will mistakenly say. You will quickly say, my bad, that slip of tongue. Because you will lose your rest. There's something we saw recently. When the former president was being buried, and then one of the senators was talking, trying to call the name, and he called the name of the president. Are you getting me? He quickly changed it. Amen. So people are now saying, are you wishing our president to die? Amen. Praise God. Because once God rejects your person, all things will work against you. The moment God rejects you, no matter who pray for you, no matter the prayer you pray by yourself, is rejected by God. Hallelujah. So number one thing you need to do, learn to study the Bible yourself and pray to God for interpretation. Learn to study the Bible by yourself and pray to God for interpretation. Bible is easy to read and to be understood. It is available in almost all languages of the world today. Remember Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know, in this ministry, we share Bible a lot. We share Bible. In this program, if anybody don't have Bible, let's know. We give you a copy. That's the best thing we can give you. Amen. Study that word. Learn to seek God's face until he shows you the way out. You see, Many people running around, they are doing that out of fear. Hey, junior may die, you. They say one baba is at Abeokuta. Learn to see God's face until he shows you the way out. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. One of the words that came recently in this fellowship that really hit me in this month of August is that if you die having faith, faith will bring you back to life. And I cited two scenarios. I believe through the teaching of Jesus, Lazarus would have been praying against sickness that God should heal him. He had faith that he would be healed, but he died with his faith. But what happened? He came back to life. Jesus called him after 4 days. Dorcas in the Bible, I believe a woman of God would have been praying and having faith that that sickness will not kill her. But she died. She died. But Peter brought her back to life. So if you die having faith, faith will return you back to this life. Because faith must work. Faith must work. You lose a job having faith, they will call you for a better one. Praise the Lord. With faith, you are not a loser. But do you possess a clean heart? Praise God. So learn to seek God's face. We've had people that had faith, women especially, that their child that is sick will not die. They prayed, and then the child actually died. And they carried the child to church. Please, I must not lose this child. Just, you know, the faith of the mother helped the child. Just by the handling of the man of God, praying, the child comes back to life. If you lose in faith, faith will still bring you gain. So learn to seek God. Seek God first. Amen. Be a friend of God. Love is house. Love is people. And do his work. I remember something. That testimony really emboldened me. One of my Christian brothers have his fiancée around. And immediately the fiancée came, she started sleeping in the house of this my Christian brother. And then the fiancée became the temperature. It was the high side. And she could not go back to her house. And they are yet to marry. This brother tried everything. The lady said she's not going. That she's going to stay in his house. That tomorrow when she's okay, she'll be returning. All of a sudden, the middle of the night, the sickness grew worse. And this lady died. Now, it's a Yoruba brother. This brother is a Yoruba brother. The lady was from Delta State. And they have warned the brother several times, we don't want to see you with our daughter again. But the daughter said, it's either him or no one else. So because of that, they did not sign. They did not put hand in their wedding. So in the middle of the night, this auntie gave up the ghost. And the brother carried his Bible, pressed it on her chest, and began to pray, and was blowing some dangerous tongue until the lady said, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That was 2006. This is 2025. They have 4 children. Hallelujah. He prayed. That person says, amen. Amen. So, your faith will work. Is somebody hearing me? But be a friend of God. Love his house. love his people, and do his work. The Bible says, in the book of Matthew 22:37-38, and Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. You shall love. Not your brother, not your sister. First, God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all thy mind. Because once you do that, it will take care of every other thing for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that the word you have received today will remain a blessing in your heart. That is the voice of fire for you today. Realign back to God, and everything will begin to work out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's be on our feet. Whatever you have received in this session, whatever you have received in the word today, begin to commit yourself into God's hand. Begin to pray about it. Whatever you might have received, now start praying about it. Start talking to God about it. If you have received anything, start talking to God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus! Continue to talk to God. Jesus, be my
guide. Hold me to your side. That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website, www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.